Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to describe weather. We have Josh from Transition. Josh, hello from London. Where are you?
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好.
你好.
I'm in Taipei, in Taiwan right now.
How's the weather in Taipei today?
It's great. It's really good. I'll tell you why, because it's not too hot. Finally, it's winter has arrived, and in Taiwan, winter tends to mean around about 24, 23 degrees, so I'm enjoying it.
Right. I remember my mom once called me. She said, it's freezing today. The temperature went down to 15 Celsius, and it's freezing. So, yeah, that's a very different standard.
Yeah.
Josh, let's talk about weather in Chinese today. To say weather, we say 天气.
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 That's right. 天 means sky. It's first tone. 天.
天.
气 means air or gas. And is the fourth tone. 气.
气.
天气.
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 That's right. And 天气 is a neutral. It's a neutral meaning. Just means weather. So when we want to describe the weather is good, we say 好天气.
好天气.
好天气. 好 means good. So good weather.
Good weather.
好天气.
Yeah, that's something I guess that is not always seen in the UK.
No, that's not true. I love the weather in the UK. There are four seasons. Many places like Taipei, Thailand, you don't really get four seasons. And 好天气, the reason I love Chinese, it is so easy. And it doesn't matter if you speak bad Chinese. Let me tell you why. To say 好天气 means good weather in Chinese, it's equally correct when you say 天气好.
Great. So you can put the good at the front or at the back, and
that's
it's the same
right.
meaning.
That's the same meaning. But if I say weather good in English, people will laugh at me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good. So you can get away with more in Chinese then.
Yeah. You're not even getting away. You can just play around the words, and sometimes both are equally correct. So that's a good thing about Chinese. The grammar is really simple. So to describe good weather in Chinese, we say 好天气.
好天气.
Or 天气好.
天气好.
How about bad weather?
Yeah, bad weather. I still think it's a good one for the UK.
Okay. All right. That's a different perspective. Yeah. The grass is always greener on the other side.
That's true.
To say bad weather, we say 坏天气.
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 坏 means bad. Something really, really bad. 坏.
坏.
It's the fourth tone. So to make it more dramatic, you can really make it really angry sound. 坏.
坏.
That's right. 坏天气.
坏天气.
Correct. Can you really swap 天气 and 坏 to make bad weather equally, just like 天气好? The answer is actually no. Normally, when you say 天气坏, you normally use 天气不好.
Oh, okay, good. So we've got the negative 好 coming back. 不好.
不好. 不 is no. 好 is good. So weather, not good. 坏天气 is equivalent to 天气不好.
坏天气 or 天气不好.
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 That's right. 气 is a very, very interesting word in Chinese, because 气 is not only the air we understand in the weather. 气 is also a very common word to use in Chinese medicine.
Okay.
When people talk about someone has very big fire air, 火气, that means someone has big temper, very bad temper. 火气, that means someone is angry. 火气.
Okay.
火 is fire, 气 is the air.
Wow. 火气.
火气. So when we say 人气, 人 is person. The person and air together, that means someone's popularity.
Wow, okay.
So 人气. Someone has very good 人气, 好人气. That means someone is very popular. And when we say 坏人气, someone is not very popular.
Wow. So we're just exchanging the word tian for ren.
That's right.
That's a totally different concept.
Yes.
Although I guess actually when we think about it related to English, it's interesting that qi for air, what you're almost describing as well is the word for atmosphere. And because atmosphere can be the physical atmosphere outside, but atmosphere can also be intangible. I guess partly that's what this kind of qi is talking about, is that invisible atmosphere.
Yes. And if when you describe a person, you can imagine that is the spirit. So the person, spirit. When the person has good spirit, the person is popular. 好人气. When a person has bad spirit, then the person is not popular. 坏人气. Let's talk about qi a little bit more.
Okay.
When we say someone has good fortune, we say 福气. 福 is blessing. So blessing air or blessing spirit. The person has good fortune. 福气.
福气.
To say someone has good luck, we say 运气.
运气.
运气. 运 means transportation. That also means fate. So your fate spirit, that's your luck.
Ah.
好运气 means good luck. 坏运气 is bad luck.
Wow, so we can have 好天气 is good weather.
Yes.
好人气 is popularity.
Yeah, the person is very popular.
Popular. 好运气 is good luck. So we've just got how, and then we swap out the middle character and we keep air at the end.
Yes.
Air has a lot of different uses than in Chinese.
That's right. So that's, say, 天气 is weather. 好天气 is good weather. 坏天气 is bad weather. 人气 is someone's popularity. 好人气 is someone is very popular. 坏人气 is someone not popular. 运气 is someone's luck. 好运气 is good luck, and 坏运气 is bad luck. So Chinese is easy.
Yeah, wow, that's great. So the character for air is really useful then. You can use it in so many different areas.
Yes, so qi is a very important word in Chinese. It's not only describing the atmosphere in a physical term. It also has some spiritual meaning, and it also implies to Chinese medicine, implies to someone's spirit. So when you use qi, you need to imagine in ancient China, the whole society, they took your environment and people around you in more in a holistic view rather than just individual objects.
Yeah. In some ways, it reminds me a little bit of Star Wars, being a Jedi, and you have the force that flows through.
That's exactly right. Yes, the force, yeah.
So I wonder if George Lucas was inspired by some of the ancient Chinese philosophy when he created Star Wars.
I bet. Thank you very much, Josh, for talking about weather with us.
Yeah, thank you, Xiaolan.
Thank you, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见. 再见.